Father, we thank you for the privilege of your word. Well,
this is true of the church. They can't allow everybody. They can't have the freedom that they have the time to come to get to the city of Jesus.
Rolling on
only had two issues that Paul focuses on.
He needs to grasp. He's got a lot of issues.
And often we come to a point of politeness with each other, but we remain divided. So look at Romans 14. There are three major points that Paul makes that we can keep in mind. We need to keep in mind if we're going to move past the divisive issues and the reality of actually grow deeper in our love for each other, all the glory of God. And that's just good stuff. But if we're at home, school, or at work, we're all unenlightened people don't keep them together. So first Paul says, he says, welcome. Welcome each other. In verse 1, Paul writes, I'm the one who's being saved, welcome. The person you have a disagreement with, welcome. And literally, welcome, if you're looking for it, it means to love him. To receive him. To accept him. That means we welcome a dear friend into our home. This is just like family. Totally accepted as a part of our home. They have refrigerated as well. Okay? You talk to them, you talk to them, right? Welcome to them. Except it's not a quarrel over opinion. It's stuff that you're a man or her a man. That's a good thing to do. You work on the tool to get out on the house and everything. But if you feel it's love, love is the thing that you can do. Verse 4. Who are you talking to? Or we can prove of your brothers who can achieve their viewpoint. We just prove our own servants to them. The brothers are exhausted. Help me. There are a number of black and white actions divided into plain and precise actions that people say are right and wrong. For example, it is wrong. It is wrong to gossip. It is wrong to slander. It is wrong to have business and conflict. So they're wrong. Adultery, fornication, homosexuality are wrong. The Bible presents several non-negotiable aspects of our faith. For example, a non-negotiable aspect of our faith is that our need for salvation. And our salvation is accomplished. Who Jesus is, who is God, and who is the Savior of mankind. And in these non-negotiable aspects, the Bible tells us that we must speak the truth. So we are called on to lovingly speak the love of God to Jesus. But when it is written, where we start with what we love to do, all things we need to do is to speak. And we explain ourselves to people who are in the same way. Don't listen to that kind of thing. I don't get any feeling. I don't know what to do. Hear that? We don't do all sorts of things. We don't associate with those sorts of people. So those circles have been pulled on the edge of our political Christian faith. So let's not misunderstand Paul. Holy living, living right before God. That is crucial. We are saved, but we are called to holiness. But the bottom line is that how we live is a response to life and salvation is given to us by God in Jesus Christ. God has freed us from trying to earn our relationship with Him. Back in January, we were on this dispute between us and we were here. Went through Timothy Keller's book, the freedom of self-forgetfulness. The freedom of self-forgetfulness, quote, do you realize that it is only the gospel of Jesus Christ who you will convert it before the beginning?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.